And most of them, though, had oil to go in lamps. And if they didn't have a lamp, they'd fix a bottle and twist a cloth and put in it. And you can burn oil, thick oil, in a lamp, in a lamp like that, in a bottle. I reckon you could burn cedar oil that way. Put the cloth in there, you know, let it get wet.
Yes, sir.
And then light it. And I think you can burn that. I know you can any other kind of oil, most, in a bottle.
I see.
Yeah.
Say if you had an electric lamp, though, and it burned out, that thing that you'd have to replace, that would be the thing that you had to unscrew.
Yeah, that's all the socket, I think.
Or the thing that burns in the socket, that's the...
Oh, buff, you're talking about buff.
Right.
Yeah, buff.
You didn't used to have those things, though.
No, No, me and my little brothers, they used to have a brother. But Papa got able to buy us a little red wagon. And we fixed a little place in the corner of that wagon. And we had some little fat splinters, we learned that. We light them little splinters, and I'd take the tongue, get up in front, take the tongue out of my hand like that, and I could steer that wagon, you see. With that tongue, my brother pushed me around the house, and we had this little splinters for our headlight.
No.
Yeah, we called that our headlight.
Right.
Yeah, and we just have a big ball like that, pushing that wagon around our house. Enjoy it.
Say if a woman was going to take out her wet clothes to hang up on the line, what would she probably carry them outside in?
Well, we got these plastic baskets. They used a foot tub or a dish pan, something of the kind, to hang them out, carry them out. I might have noticed real close this morning, I saw one hanging out some clothes over there as I went along. I done knew what she had demand. I think it's a basket, though.
Right.
Plastic basket.
Right.
They got now where they take them along with them.
Well, what would people stick in the mouth of a bottle, you know, if they were bottling some liquid, something they could put in it to keep it from pouring out?
Well, they'd either have to make them a cork stopper or... have a cap, some kind of cap to fit, you know, bottle top. But in a long back yonder, you'd have to make your cork. You can make them out of cork wood, you know, get you some cork. Go where there's a gully it out, take some, go down to the branch and dig you up some black gum roots. Them old big black gums had them big old roots.
Yes.
That's cork.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where you get your cork.
I didn't know that.
That's where I got to get mine when I want it. And cut them, and they're soft, and you can whittle them down any way you want them, any size.
That's it.
Yeah, get them out of them gutters, out of them branches. Yeah.
You ever seen people play these musical instruments that you blow them with your mouth and move it from side to side?
Well, that's mouth harp they call them, yeah.
Right.
Mouth harp. They call them harmonicas now. Boy, I like to hear one of them played good.
Have you ever tried to play one yourself?
Yeah, I've tried it. Yeah.
You ever seen these things that they kind of pick on the side, make a twanging noise?
Oh, that's what you call a jute harp. Jute harp. Jute harp. Oh. Yeah, I played them too when I had teeth.
Seems like you could crack a tooth on one of those things if you weren't careful.
You'll learn how to do it, though. Not hit, not let that tongue hit you, too.